Today is no ordinary day. Today the stars will blink, the girls will wink, the dogs will sink, and I won't care for everywhere. This will be a day like no other. The world will shake while mortals quake as giants wake for the first time in years. Today is no ordinary day. Things will happen. We shall will it so. We shall do the impossible. I shall do the impossible. Today, I shall go left. Thank you. Welcome back, Ish. It's a significant day, apparently. Apparently, in the last year, we've, you know, been sobered, but we're stronger. Does anyone know how we're stronger? I do. How are we stronger? We kicked some pussy ass women's ass.
Would you just listen? I saw this today. I thought this was pretty cool. Though nothing will bring back the hour of splendor in the grass, of the glory in the flowers, we will grieve not, rather find strength in what remains behind. Pretty much.
Oh, okay. Well, that explains everything then.
It does.
What Freddie said. My friend, Fred Nietzsche, he said, anything that doesn't kill you makes you stronger. But he didn't say that when I broke both his legs. Then he said, "Arg, ook, ah, ay!" And when the morphine wore off and he awoke, lying whimpering in his plastered cast bed, and I started working on his fingers one by one, he didn't say very much philosophical either. See, I told him, there's a fine line to draw, and I think I can stay right on top of it, keeping you weak, wasted, watered down at all times. I can keep you withered and wishing you were dead until eventually, when I've decided that you are devastated through and through, with no strength left to fight, then we will see once and for all how strong you are on this side of death. If anyone has a sense as to how we're stronger, I really would be interested. I don't quite. I seek elucidation. Well, not right now. Why don't you speak into the mic, Hogan? Because people aren't going to hear you on netmyth.com in the future. Oh. I got goo everywhere, baby. I got goo. Where were you when the light stayed on? Where were you when civilization stood? Where were you when the institutions we all so fervently believed in remained standing, never stronger, never recognizing the danger in the air, never noticing this crisis at all? Where were you when the light stayed on? Where were you when it kept going? Where were you when the elevator worked? Where were you when we lived as never before? Where were you then? Where were you when our faith remained contained, kept us humane, maintained everything? Where were you when the light stayed on? Where are you now? I got one more. I'm playing. Well, for you people in reality, I'm playing on September 21st at the Sidewalk Cafe. John S. Hall, one of my great idols, will be playing right after me. And Joey Diblon, girlfriend, one of my, thin idols, will be playing even after that. What? You're my teen idol? Well, you're my murder in the title idol. Title idol. That's useful. And for those of you in the future, those of you virtual people who are listening to the legend that is John Berger, I will be playing in the future.
What's your name?
My name is John Berger. I don't have that in front of me. I can't do it. I can't do my piece. My name is John Berger, unfortunately. What I can do is, my God can beat up your God. I mean, my God can totally crush your God. My God can wrap yours around his middle finger of an ant and throw him or her or it around like nobody's business. My God is faster, smarter, stronger. My God's the shit, man, and yours just is. See, you don't even know what I'm talking about. That's how weak your deity is. My God's omniscient, and he explains all of this shit to me. My God is almighty. My God is mighty fine. My God can make a mean rutabaga pie. My God can sell more and better aluminum siding. My God shaves a closer head. 30% closer. Do you see? Do you see? My God can beat your God every time. So keep your opinion. Keep your little God in his little temple in that tiny part of town. Choose your God. Me, I've got faith that I've got the right one right here.